Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fifth week of Lent, Friday. The film you've gone for today, Peter, is Men with Guns.
It's not exactly a Lenten title, I don't think, but the film is very much a Lenten film. It's a film by John Sayles, an independent filmmaker who's made some wonderful films, very socially conscious in so many of them, as he is with this one. It's set in Mexico and it was made in Spanish. And in the Gospel today, we're still with John's Gospel, there's talk about Jesus and the good works that he does, and people's hostile reactions to them, even wanting to stone him. And he asks, you know, for what work are you stoning me? And he's trying to say he is doing God's work. Now, in the film, a doctor in Mexico City trains a whole lot of young people in medicine, and he sends them out to far distant towns where there is a lot of social upheaval. In fact, just as we are recording this, the American government is urging some of the charity workers to leave the border towns with the United States and Mexico. So the upheaval in Mexico seems to be continually relevant. And what happens is that these people who go out to do good are persecuted and killed. And so they're really an exemplification of the gospel. And the doctor goes out to try to see them, not realizing what has happened to many of them. And he has a young boy with him and also a priest who's in a kind of vocational crisis. So very symbolic in that way. And around the countryside they go, looking at people really, like Jesus said, like sheep without a shepherd, in need of some kind of help and support. And he finds then that those who have gone out in God's name and in the name of charity have been persecuted and killed. And there is a final, you know, confrontation for himself. So I felt that, in a way, not only the young students and the medical personnel, but the doctor himself and the priest in crisis are all dramatizing this very Lenten theme, which is bringing us almost to Holy Week and the persecution, suffering, and death of Jesus.